Welcome to Children's on Quality. I'm Dr. Rick McLeod, along with Dr. Terry Davis, the Administrative Surgical Director at Nationwide Children's Hospital. One of our quality measurements is the prevention of surgical site infections. Well, Terry, how do surgical site infections occur?
Well, they can occur in a number of ways, but when an operation of any sort happens, the skin is broken, and the skin is our most effective barrier against infection entering the body. As you know, our skin is contaminated with all sorts of bacteria. If you run a swab over any of our skins, you'll find all sorts of bacteria living there on the surface. When the skin is broken, those bacteria have an opportunity to get in and invade the body, and that's how it begins.
Now, we measure three specific types of surgical procedures at the current time, and we monitor the rates of infection following those procedures. These procedures are those that relate to the brain, the spine, and heart surgery. How does the risk of infection differ among these three types of surgical procedures versus all the other kinds of procedures we do at Children's Hospital?
Well, the answer to that is probably based differently on those different kinds of surgery. In common, many of them have hardware involved, meaning that either a tube, a catheter, a valve, material of various sorts may be left behind in the body, and that's a reason that they may be more prone to infection. But the real reason is that each of those three types of surgery, the cardiac surgery, open heart, the spinal surgery with instrumentation, and ventriculoperitoneal shunts, which is an operation for hydrocephalus. Those three kinds of surgeries actually have infection rates that are known and that are significant when they occur. So that's why we chose those three. Many of the other types of surgery, the rate is so low that we really wouldn't know if we were doing any good.
Well, how big a risk are these infections to surgical patients?
Oh, the risks are huge. Now, you can have just a minor surgical infection, which would be like a stitch abscess or a small redness around a stitch. But if it's a real proper surgical infection, it can prolong hospitalization. It adds to the morbidity and actually, in some cases, can actually result in mortality.
And why do we measure the frequency of these infections?
Well, we measure the frequency so that we can see if we're getting better. Our goal is to have zero infections in any of these kinds of surgeries. In order to get there, we have to know where we are right now. We have to know what our system is doing. And then we need to make changes to get that number as low as we possibly can, again, aiming towards zero.
Now, one of the things that I think may be somewhat counterintuitive to our listening audience is the fact that giving antibiotics ahead of the surgery actually plays a role in decreasing the risk of infection with a surgical procedure. How does that work?
Well, that's absolutely true. And the reason is that at the moment when the skin is broken, if there are antibiotics on board which can attack these bacteria that are going to enter anyway, that those bacteria can be killed by the antibiotic. If the antibiotic has not been given on time so that the level is not high enough in the tissues of the body, then it won't be effective.
So, with our efforts at improving this area, how are we doing?
Well, we're doing quite well in two of the three. In the last 6 months, we've had zero infections in the cardiac area as well as in the spinal surgery. And we are working very hard on the ventriculoperitoneal shunts, where the rate is higher than we want it to be. We've made some real changes that we hope will make a difference.
Now, when a surgeon talks with a patient about the risk of surgery, what kind of questions should the parents ask the surgeon about the infection risks?
Well, I think the parents need to be reassured that all effective means are being taken to prevent the risk. We do know that there are a certain bundle of procedures that if they're performed correctly in each time for every patient, 100% of the time, the risk of that infection will be very low, so the parents could be asking if that bundle of procedures is in fact being followed. We are monitoring that very carefully, and that's the basis of our efforts to reduce infection.
Thank you, Dr. Davis, for joining us on Children's on Quality.